you hadn't heard from in a long time. If you didn't want to telephone him, you might sit down and
write him a letter.
And you might say, well, after I went to the trouble of writing this, I expect to get a
answer.
And what do you say you do to the envelope after you get through writing a letter? You have to
put your return address on it. Address it to the one you want to go to and put your return address on it.
Now, you know, talking about children, did you ever have any names for a kid that went around telling on the other kids?
Tattletales?
They weren't too popular, were they?
No, they weren't too popular. Called Tattletales. We always had them in school and everywhere else.
Well, to you...
Just for what? We had a good way for the tattletale.
Mm-hmm.
We'd catch them all down to the range and give them a good beating. Till now you got something to tell the teacher.
Make it worth his while, huh?
Oh, I never will get one down to the old boy with a tattletale. And he's always tattling on me and another boy. We come down to the branch and we'd give him a pretty good whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Where I saw was, they couldn't see where we hit, but we hit him them old Utah blows, you know, across the neck that way. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And he might have break his neck, but we wouldn't beat his face up.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher said, well, I can't see where they beat you up. He said, you can't see, but said, I can see where they beat me up.
That was pretty smart. There was.
Oh, well, she said she couldn't see where we'd be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended him tattletaling, too.
Well, I want to ask you, to you, does tattle and gossip mean the same thing?
Well, gossip is talking about people, what they're doing. What they're carrying on, how they're carrying on, and everything. And tattletale, I always considered where he's telling a tale on somebody, or what they had done. Yeah. And they hadn't done it, or they had done it, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what we called it, tattletale, and others were gossip.
I see. Well, what about, you know, these things that children play with? You might say they have a lot of different...
You mean a plastic bag?
Or, you know, just anything that their parents might buy for them to play with.
Oh, balloons. Balloons and toys.
Yeah. You ever heard of a toy called anything else?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, let's see, maybe I've heard the person call it a play pretty.
Yeah, play pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Toy football, something that kind.
And say these things that you...
Come in.
Or... Or, you know, talking about kids and telling on each other and what they do and all. Say if a kid broke a window, somebody might be telling about it and say, well, that wasn't an accident, he did that.
Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Or for meaning. Some of them did break them just for meaning. Once in a while they'd break them accidentally. Some of them just broke them because they could.
Just plain mean, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Or say, you know, if you had to get a real heavy weight, get it up on the roof of the house, sometimes you might take a block and a tackle and
lift it up.
You ever heard people say anything else besides lift it up? They had to
hoist it up.
Oh yeah.
Hoist it up with a block and tackle.